Hi everyone, it's that time again. It's the Club Racing UK podcast and it's episode 17. We've got a bit of a quieter show today. We've not got any super special guests, but we have got a celebrity in our midst. Ian Waterhouse joins us once again, as well as the two usual miscreants in Nick Holmes and Stefan Marsh. How are we doing, everyone?
Well, that's got to be the most backhanded introduction ever. Thank you very much.
What can I say? It's always good to get a celebrity on the show.
There's no one special on tonight.
You said it, Ian. I'll be honest, I've heard your TV broadcasts are absolutely fantastic. And we will actually get to that later on this evening when we talk about the brilliant, absolutely brilliant season that My Supercar Productions has had covering what is essentially half a year's club motorsport with a full year squeezed into it. They've done a fantastic job, and yeah, we're going to hear all about it later on in the show. So, we're going to move on to some news because there's actually been quite a lot going on this week, and we're not actually talking about what happened in Bahrain. Albeit, I take it you guys did see it and you have your various views on it.
I think every man and his dog has seen it.
What, the Stroll rollover?
Yeah, I mean,
I was on about Albon finally getting his ass into
it. Oh, yeah. Inheriting a podium, yeah.
Ooh. Ian had to stick the knife in now, didn't he?
You say that. Did you see Max Verstappen stuck the knife in?
I did read something that he had said that sort of, having my teammate 30 seconds behind me isn't the best.
Yeah. I was sort of like, okay,
that more or less confirms that Albon's out the bloody door. But who do they replace him with? It's
close to someone with this,
Nick.
If anyone wants to get me in a Red Bull Formula One car.
There we go. So episode 17, and we've really gone up in the world. So if you own a Formula One team, have loads of Saudi or rich Russian oil money, and would like to give a tall, hairy, bearded man a drive, Nick Holmes, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
Yeah,
but we are.
Let's do it.
Fantastic. Well, gents, we are actually going to move back to club racing because there's been quite a few goings on involving the Time Attack organisation. In the fact that they've also got door-to-door racing now coming back to their sort of show. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, the Time Attack normally runs with the sort of tuning shows and alike. Civic Cup has left the BRSCC, as far as I understand, and has changed complete organisers and will run on the same calendar as Time Attack. They've got 16 races at 7 meetings, all supporting the modified and tuner shows bar one meeting, which is Anglesey. Let's be on it. Even if you're a chav with a riced out Civic, you don't really want to be going to North West Wales in March. I don't know. I think that's sort of universally. No, fuck that. to be honest, though, it's I was talking with a friend of the show, Sam Pierce. He's actually building a car for the Civic Cup and has been for the past six to eight months. It's currently
him so long?
He's too busy winning with the other Civic, which has actually been sold. So they've sold that car.
Oh, really?
Paul's decided to take a year out, so Sam is going to concentrate on the Civic Cup and
Club Racing UK exclusive.
I know, but Paul Harvey will be back. Don't worry about that. We'll make sure we get him back into a car because, as everyone found out in episode 5, he is genuinely one of the nicest blokes of a club racing paddock you could have.
Top bloke.
But as far as I understand, he's going to be out helping Sam Pierce with his Civic Cup exploits next year. And to be honest, after the showing at Brands, I'm quite excited to see him out and see what he could do with a quality field. There's already 30 cars registered, which is a damn sight better than what they've had this year. Mm-hmm. So Civic Cup again is one of those championships I'm looking forward to. I don't know about you guys.
I like the look of the Civic Cup. Well, you know, it's a one make series. I'm always a fan of those, but I think that's quite a bold move going over towards Time Attack. I think it'd be a good audience to be racing in front of, to be honest. So
Yeah,
I mean, that's quite a good move, I think.
It could be quite a shrewd move. You think of the sort of audience that you're going to get. I mean, at those tuna shows, you're generally going to have people that either turn up in the big flame spitted stuff, or they're going to turn up in an EP3 Civic or a Clio 172 or something a bit sporty.
Exactly. So it's going to appeal to the people that are watching it. I mean, exactly. We found out when we did Ford Power Live, did we not? It was
yeah.
The cars that were racing around there, the people that were at the show, you know, for the show side of it, were absolutely fixated on our racing. I almost feel like we need to do more. Yeah, definitely the KAs. I feel though, we've said it in previous podcasts, haven't we? Like, getting people in through the door. If you can combine it with a show, like I know you get the Deutsch Fest and Ford Fair and Castlecombe do their action days and stuff like that. I think if you can combine it all, obviously COVID rubbish, whatever.
Yeah, I mean Castlecombe don't have racing. Yeah, Castlecombe don't really have racing at their action days, which, to be honest,
well, no, but they do track time and they do drift demos and stuff like that. So it's all
But it could be something that, I mean, Castlecombe doesn't have that problem anyway. They're quite unique in the fact that they get massive crowds at their own club events. But again, like you say, Nick, Ford Power Live with the all Ford lineup there. I was there with the modified Fords. They had Formula Fords, Focus Cup, stuff like that. It was different levels of racing, different levels of entertainment, and it worked really well. And it's like you said, MSV and Time Attack. I think MSV and Time Attack kind of work together with the way they do things, and it ties in with the MSV shows. But again, it's a bit of common sense. If you're getting 5,000 to 6,000 through the gate for a car show and there's going to be racing on at the same time, it gets people looking and watching at club racing again, which is fantastic.
Winner.
Exactly. Club racing for the masses. So I'm really excited. And it was also announced today, the VW Racing Cup has also moved over from the BRSEC, and that looks to be running with the Time Attack as well. Whether it's a full-time move from the BRSEC or they're just taking over the organisation of it, I don't know. But again, it's another series that struggled to fill the grids.
What, VWs are going to...
Yeah, the VW Racing Cup's going to be under the organisation of Time Attack as well.
Blimey.
So there we go. And the first couple of comments in, Jonathan Bevan, we're having a go in Time Attack this year with a new Fiesta and our DC5. There's normally a good few cars in Time Attack, as I've said to you guys in the past. Go on, I thought you were going to say something there, Nick.
I was going to say, I think Jonathan Bevan sent us a picture the other day of his engine bay when I did the whole hashtag pop the hood challenge. That thing looks mint. that one went down well.
It did look absolutely immaculate. It was a beautiful example. So on to more news. The modified Fords have also announced that they are under the running now of the BRSCC with 10 race weekends this year. The calendar is going to be coming up in a later. Yeah, 10 rounds this year.
This year? Bloody hell. They best get on with it then.
Grammy nosy.
Including, I think it's they are doing Full Power Live. They're going to do the BHP show at Linden Hill. I'm trying to think of what others are doing as well, but their calendar will be coming up soon.
He hasn't realised.
He hasn't, has he?
Why, what's that?
Realised it's still what? 2020, Rob. Next year.
Next year. Fucking hell. Look. I'll be honest, with the way this year's gone, I'm calling it early. Let's be honest.
Cut the year now.
Everyone's got the fucking
Happy
tree
New
up
Year,
now.
Everyone! Happy New Year!
Everyone's got the fucking tree up now. It's just, right, let's just write 2020 off. Let's go to 2021 now. Just have fucking done with it. Get the vaccine in. Get them out on the streets. We're all good.
Rob.
Yeah.
Why haven't you got a light bulb in your hand?
Oh, sorry. I'll tell you what, I've got my sort of desk here and it's just one of the random things on the desk that I fiddle about with while I talk, and it's just a random light bulb. Well reminded though, Steph, I do need to get a new one of these.
Don't forget.
I'll try not to. Yeah, if you could WhatsApp me tomorrow morning to pick another one up, I'll be grateful.
Just for the record though, guys, bulbs grow in the garden. That's a lamp.
The electrician's here, everyone.
Oh, who put 20p in the dickhead? God. Anyway, Frank Frostick. Evening, chaps. Good evening, Frank Frostick. Vicky Pratt is watching.
Who?
Chris Pratt. Vicky Pratt and Chris Pratt of All Square Rap and Ride, the legends that they are. They came to see it at the Brands Hatch 500. I'll get my bloody words out. And the final corner from Michelle Wielden. Not the Paul Harvey that used to run the mini challenge. I think that's a different person. I'll be honest.
It is.
I think Paul Harvey runs different things. He's a good guy. But no, definitely a different Paul Harvey. I got a message from Stuart Kye during the week, shortly before this was actually released. I don't know if you guys saw the post from the Classic Touring Car Racing Club. They have now announced a prize money scheme for all of their championship winners.
Yeah.
So the overall championship...
What a great move. Yeah,
very good. The overall championship winners and second and third places will receive a share of $2,000. So first gets 1,250 quid, second 500 quid, third 250 quid. To be eligible, you will need to be full club members, and the 2021 membership is open now. That's 2021. That's in about a month's time. Not for now, like I keep saying it. And it's the first time that prize money has been seen in club racing for a long time, so it's a very shrewd move by the Classic Touring Car Racing Club.
Good move.
Very good.
Money is a good incentive, isn't it?
Money is a good incentive. The only thing, because I did say this to a pal of mine at work who used to do he was a snooker player, and the only thing he said about that is when he received, because he was sort of a semi-pro, the only thing he said when he received prize money is it's possibly taxable. I don't know what the implications are with amateur sports, whether it would be.
You need to earn a bit more than 1,250 quid for it to be taxable. I think it's probably all right.
It's 12,500, I think. Something over 12,500.
Yeah. Well, in that case, he fantastic. He must have been
a bloody good snooker player.
Yeah.
I think he did make. No, he did, from what I gather, he did make a living off it for a good while. But you know, he got into his 40s, got a bit. So he's a labourer by days now. Anyway, so moving on, the classic VW Cup that, funnily enough, Nick Holmes made his debut in is going to run with the Track Attack Race Club this year under SVR. Ian Fowler has taken a step back to focus on his business. He's a good guy. He's, you know, known Ian for a long time. He's a man that works hard to get championships set up and run well.
Yeah, he does very good at it as well. Very, very good at it.
Very good. What he's done is he's put two smashing new coordinators in place in the shape of Dan Rose and Chris Adams, and they are the guys to talk to. So if you have a 2006 car now, possibly a bit later than that, and you want to race with other like-minded enthusiastic VW racers, the classic VW Cup might just be for you.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And we also got some bad news last week. Sorry to be the bearer of this. It's an event that I wanted to go to on Boxing Day.
I really want to do this one.
So do I. It's we saw last year the epic races between Rod Burley and Simon Ward and his Astra GTE. But unfortunately, the plum pudding race at Mallory Park has been cancelled. I think, to be honest, chaps, everyone got a bit teared off with it, but with the local area,
no pun intended, though.
Well, there we go. It was absolutely intended. But with the local area going into tier three lockdown, they can't have spectators, and let's be honest. The plum pudding actually attracts quite a few people every year. So if it's not viable for the circuit, it can't be run, which is a real shame. Hopefully, the sooner they get this fucking vaccine out, the better.
Oh, that ain't going to do anything.
It went a while.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, it says vulnerable people and elderly and vulnerable people. So I thought Nick would be getting one of the first doses. But, you know.
Just remember, guys, the vaccine's going to have a microchip in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all spread by 5G. One of them.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
The 5G microchip that gets implanted into you, because Dave on Facebook, who has two GCSEs in art, Yeah. Has probably stuck worse substances up his nose. As said so. We'll just I'm sorry, lads. It's just getting tedious. It's bullshit when people do that. It's like just you know. Just when people go on about, oh, you know, don't believe the system, anti-vaccinations, the government's out to fist you and all that. It's just like, no, just shut up. Just
yeah. But they are, Rob. They are.
They are out to get
you. Don't trust
them. Don't trust them. You heard it from Nick Holmes.
If you can trust anyone, it's this guy.
There's always someone watching.
Yeah, there's always someone watching. Well, according to this, Pete Dunmore is watching tonight. Carl Graves is watching tonight. Chris Pratt is watching. Oh, we went over that. Adam Moore is watching. Good evening to everyone. Mario Neofitu, 20p in the dickhead. Sounds painful. It can be. It can be. But good evening, Mario.
I can show you where they put it.
Wait until after 9 o'clock, Nick.
We'll wait until after 9 o'clock. Ian, point. Ian, can your camera have your camera's got the super zoom?
Has it got the super zoom?
Yeah, we might need it.
Yeah.
There we go. Dan Willars has messaged as well. The Metro Cup won't be giving cash prizes. It's unfortunate, but I have seen that the Metro Cup have got themselves a brand new sponsor. So again, another series that are looking to revamp themselves and get back
and
up there.
The Metro Cup will be live streamed next year as well by yours.
Yes, we've got our first exclusive of the show.
Yes,
fantastic. So there we go, chaps. We're just done over 18 minutes in and we've got our first Mike Supercar Productions exclusive for the show. I love it when a plan comes together. Okay, more news. The BRSCC Mazda MX-5 program has updated itself for the 2021 season. They've basically split the format and they've added an extra sort of Clubman's Championship. So as you can see there, you've got the Clubman side is a one-day format, three sessions, which is a 15-minute qualifying in two races. And the Mazda MX-5, like the proper, what I would call the proper balls-out, door-to-door banging, going for the championships like nobody's business, will have the two-day format, four sessions, two 20-minute qualifying, and three 20-minute races. I would assume, because of the extra track time as well, that's going to be a wee bit more expensive. On the entry fee. So what they're doing is they're offering maybe either a step down for someone that just wants to take it a bit easier or a sort of a stepping stone there for someone that wants to get into doing MX-5s, do the Clubman Championship side of things, and then move up to the BRSCC Trophy. But both championships to share the same calendar, and they will share that calendar with the MX-5 Super Cup. Again,
too many MX-5s.
Say again, Steph. Sorry, Matt.
Is it just because there's too many MX-5s? They've just got to make more championships to try and fit all these MX-5s in?
To be honest, mate, it could well be because I know there was a couple of BRSCC meetings last year where they had so many MX-5s, they had to get a group of them and staple them onto the back of another grid so they could A, race, and B, it wouldn't affect any other goings-on. I know it was a different way that they had to do it. Mario Neofitu, Rob, are you in modified Ford next year? I am. I'm going to reveal my plans a bit later on because I'm going to ask the same question when we speak to Ian Waterhouse. I'll be asking Stefan and Nick their plans for next year.
Oh, right. The surprise.
I know. Simon Ward's just messaged me as well. The pickup calendar is out, but not for public knowledge yet. 10 meetings from one end of the country to the other. So I can only assume the first round will be at Land's End with a consistent calendar through, culminating at John O'Groats on the 31st of December next year. Fantastic.
Excellent.
But no, in all seriousness, it would be good to see the pickups out and about.
Yes. Cracking series to watch that one.
It is. Have you ever seen it, Steph?
That's all right.
Pickup truck champ. Pay attention. Pickup truck championship.
Some of it.
What do you think?
It's racing, Rob, and pickup trucks. Why not?
Fantastic. I mean, to be honest, when I did go to see it the first time, I literally thought there would be hillbillies there, but it turns out there isn't. Well, there was Nick, but you know.
Yeah. There's some cool things to pick up.
Yeah.
Definitely. If I could drive a pickup, I'd drive a pickup.
Shame you can't even drive a car. Anyway, moving on. While Nick takes himself to the burns unit.
You're mean.
Nick's going to take himself to the burns unit, and I will conclude. The BRSCC City Car Cup has been granted championship status for the 2021 season onwards. Again, that's next season, month's time. Not this year, yeah. And another bit of sad news. I received an email during the week about the Bark Saloons has sadly become no more. The email basically states, I know over the years, I know the likes of Bark, BRSCC, because the track time has become a lot more expensive, what you have to do is you have to put in a sum of money so that if you don't get a certain amount of grid numbers, if you don't break even, they take a chunk out of that each time. So it just as a basic summary, they put in the email, we have once again found ourselves in a position of being asked to underwrite grid numbers and make a financial contribution for any shortfall for 2021. It's the same with all clubs.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID, we just about had significant driver numbers to cover the cost if everyone turned up. But as we have seen and as expected with everything that is going on at present, driver numbers are down and we are now well short of the break-even target. The harsh reality is that the cost of covering minimum grid numbers isn't going away and the costs are only going to go up. So this poses a real dilemma for a small club like us. The situation didn't exist when we first formed the club and is something that has been forced upon us over the past couple of years. We also need to make decisions and commitments now for 2021. And with no clear indications that the country will be on top of COVID by then, the very real probability exists that significant financial losses could be made in 2021. We now have our backs against the wall as we don't have sufficient cash reserve to cover this. None of the committee have earned a penny from the club, and they even pay a membership fee too. Mm-hmm. So the prospect of becoming personally liable for any such financial losses is simply a step too far for all of us, and is afraid we will not meet those demands. As such, they have left with no other option but sadly close the Bark Saloon series, which, you know, it's a bit sad. I've got a couple of good racing friends in there. I know you have as well, yeah. Nick.
Yeah.
And it's, well, you know,
I was contemplating on joining the series when trusty old Vector was going to be eventually back out, but not now.
Unfortunately, it's one of those that I guess has been a bit of a victim of COVID.
It was a relatively new series as well, wasn't it? So unfortunately, they're not as established as some championships, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see a few more fall before lights out in 2021, if I'm honest.
Well, moving on to the next bit of additional news, I think this is a case of championships trying to rediscover their form. The Production Golf and BMW Championship. Now, the Mark II side of the Production GTI Championship and the BMW E30 Championship. Nick's about to have a crisis.
E30s?
Do good. So I think there's a joint initiative happening between Project Eight Racing and Production GTI with a merger of both the Mark II Production GTI and E30 Production BMW Championship, forming sort of a joint championship. Iconic 80s German racers in a front-wheel drive versus rear-wheel drive championship. To me, I mean, we've got Dawn Boyd. We're hoping to have Dawn Boyd on the next show, but is Production GTI off to MSV? They've predominantly been a BRSCC championship. They've gone missing off the BRSCC website. So this tells me, gents, they're making the move. They're off to MSVR.
Wow.
Seem to be making a lot of moves, MSVR, aren't they?
They do. They seem to be picking up a lot of championships that are unhappy and making, well, this is going to sound really wrong, they make them happy. not in any unfortunate ways or any muck-minded things like that. But I think, well, to be honest...
We've,
I,
we've said it in the past, haven't we? MSV know how to run a championship. Or a
series, I mean, it's,
or whatever you want to call it.
Exactly. There's, I mean, if they've always
the
seen...
The proof is in the pudding, isn't it?
You know, healthy grids, generally healthy... healthy member numbers across all the championships, and
does that give a bit away, Rob?
It does a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it kind of is on the poster.
Yeah, I'm on about the Mark V production.
Oh,
GTR. They're under the same. They're kind of under the same umbrella, but could this, if they're doing that, could it be a case of the old stuff goes into their own grid and the Mark V's duke it out on their own separate grid because it's all disappeared from the website?
I'm with you.
It's one of those I sleuth over, Stefan. The internet exists for a lot more than Pornhub. Remember that.
No, it doesn't.
Ian Waterhouse, ladies and gentlemen, the first man to complete Pornhub in 2020. Moving on.
He definitely wasn't the last, that's for sure.
Remember what I sent you the other day, Nick? You can pick up a lifetime membership for 150 quid.
Yeah. Well, that was in the Black Friday deal.
Oh, it was the Black Friday deal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Enlighten us, Stefan. You seem to know quite a bit about this. Yeah, don't give me that crap. Okay, chaps, let's have a look through some calendars now. I am aware.
Hold on, obviously... whoa.
Okay,
I think you need to reiterate there. You've gone from talking about Pornhub to now looking at calendars. Race calendars. Let's look at some race calendars.
We're looking at some race calendars for next year, 2021, month's time. Yeah, 2nd of December now, so you've got a month.
Next
it's all
year.
Right. What I've done, I know there's, to put it bluntly, there's been an absolute bucket load of calendars been released. So I've taken my pick of series that I like the look of. So let's have a look at some of them now. Let's bring some of them up and discuss, gentlemen. So we've got the Alfa Romeo provisional calendar. We've seen them a couple of times this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice.
Fantastic. You could just look at
Italia.
Yeah, we've got the Mazda MX-5s as well, but this is a 5-club racing, the 750 Motor Club alternative supplied to us. Mm-hmm. We've got the Armed Forces Race Challenges back. They postponed their season in 2020. They're looking to be back with a 5-weekend grid. It'd be good to see that series go. It's normally
We do like that series.
Yeah.
And there's some good guys running it. Rob Wellham will be back. He has confirmed he is back, our ambassador. He is going to be back in the F1000 Championship, and that's their 6-weekend calendar there. Sorry. Sorry, it went down the wrong hole then. We've got a packed calendar.
Giggity.
A seven weekend schedule for the BMW Owners Car Club Racing Series. Friend of the show, Graham Crowhurst, is actually racing in that. I think it's this weekend or next weekend in the finale at Donington. So good luck, Graham, for number one at Club Racing UK. That's not you, Nick, is it? No. Is that right? No. I was going to say, it looked a bit too quick to be you, Nick.
Oh, you cheap sod.
There we go. So another good-looking grid there for the 116 trophy.
Rob, did you just look on the 750 Motor Club website and was that it?
No. The 750 Motor Club. The one thing I will say, Nick, the 750 Motor Club has a shitload of championships, all right? Leave it off.
The MR2
championship.
MR2s.
I know. You would have thought so with the bloody MR2 championship, Stefan. You know what I mean? There we go. The BRSCC now. So one of my favourite single-seater championships, the Avon Tyres National Formula 4 Championship. 8 weekends, better than Formula 4 and certainly bigger grids. Next.
Yep. Next. Yeah, it's what I like.
A bit of Nick Holmes here. We have the 7 weekend calendar for the Nankang Tyres BMW Compact Cup.
Tap me up if you want someone there to drive go. One of your cars.
Yeah, so if you have a knackered old BMW and you want Nick to come and race it for you, apply Club Racing UK. Just ask for the bearded one. Yes. Anyway, carrying on. The modified Ford series. So this is tying in with the BRSCC sort of partnership, and they've announced a 10-race calendar. The last round there, 19 and 20, that's looking to be the Formula Ford Festival at Brands Hatch, as far as I'm aware. And the Brands Hatch Indy round, I believe, has been moved to Snetterton, possibly.
It's not a great calendar then, is it?
How is that not a great calendar?
It's incorrect and incomplete.
Just for the record, I think all of these are provisional anyway, aren't they?
Yes, they are, yeah.
There's still one more as well.
There is a lot of jiggery pokery. And there we go, the classic VW Racing Cup. That's the calendar that's going to be alongside the Track Attack Race Club. So effectively two calendars in one there, because I believe that is the Track Attack Club as well. That also had a correction put in there today, which Lyddon Hill is going to be the second round of the championship, not Mallory Park.
Can I just say, if anybody's familiar with PowerPoint, they will be very familiar with that background. I might have used it once or twice myself.
There we go, exactly. But I mean, it's, to be honest, that I pull up all these calendars and I'm like, yeah, let's, you know, this is absolutely fantastic. Look at all these calendars and stuff. But it is actually good to see, first of all, Motorsport UK are trying to be as proactive as they can. That we've got, I mean, the racing hasn't stopped this year. Plum Pudding hasn't been cancelled, but there's two race weekends at Donington that are still to come.
Next weekend?
Yeah, so the Project Tates are out.
Second today. Weekend after, isn't it?
Yeah, so MSV are going to be out at first weekend, and then 750 Motor Club's got a packed weekend. So they're getting their orders through. So
bloody working that weekend. So, Steph, you're going to have to go.
He looks so enamoured by that.
Go on.
I'll be there.
You and Matt, go out to Donington. Go watch some racing. Go on.
Come on, Steph, I'm there on the 13th. Come up. You can do a bit of co-hosting with me.
Oh, yes! Do it. Get up there. Do it.
We're doing Mazdas.
Oh, they're there, are they?
Club MX5.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing 5 Club MX5 on Sunday the 13th of December.
Fantastic.
And, I know you're a big fan of an MX5.
Yeah, I did read earlier the hot hatch got moved to the Saturday. It was originally going to be the Sunday, but it's the Saturday.
Go on. Get up there, boys. Go and watch some racing.
I was tempted.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at the calendar.
All right, okay.
We could have a My Supercar Club Racing UK, you know, merriment session.
Do it!
There we go.
What?
I don't know.
A merry bit. A coming together of forces.
Yeah.
We could have a Christmas party. And we could, Nick, we could put you on sort of.
Can I try something as a snowman again?
I'm working.
Okay, so basically, if we all go up and leave Nick at work, we all dress up as Santa Claus and get Nick to dress up as the elf at work.
I'm just making toys.
What toys have you got?
You got a pair of scissors in your hand now.
Yeah. I've got a small pair of scissors.
Big boys toys. I'll be playing with the big boys toys.
I don't want to know. As long as it don't vibrate. Now, from this, we are going to at a chance hand over to Mr. Ian Waterhouse, because Ian, you've had an absolute, well, to put it bluntly, you've had a fucking amazing year, an awesome year. The content that you guys have been streaming is absolutely brilliant. You've been on TV, countless race series, asking for your wonderful work, and Leon and Elaine behind the scenes as well, putting the editing and everything together. So take it away. Talk to us about your year. And let's have some more exclusives.
I can give you another exclusive. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I'll do it anyway. It was confirmed within the last 48 hours that we are working with a 750 Motor Club next year with a historic formula, doing live behind the scenes stuff, chatting about the cars, chatting about the drivers. It's going to be so, so much fun. So there's exclusive for you. That is, I'm really looking forward to that. I have to say,
this podcast, it's just so much for everyone. Just can't take it so much.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I've never done that. That's a series I haven't done before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was chatting to James Winstanley about it, and he said, look, I really think that series would benefit from the type of content that you do, because look, we're under no illusions. You know, we do most of the work off single cam. So, you know, we don't pretend that we have multiple cameras out at every single corner, et cetera, et cetera. My whole mantra, if I'm brutally honest, is that it's very expensive to do that. And as we're seeing at the minute, you know, a lot of series, we just saw bark saloons. You know, you almost feel like a bit of a criminal going to them going, I want to come live stream, but you're going to have to give me X amount of money for it, because, you know, there's a cost to doing these
things.
So we try and make it as affordable as possible, but make it as exciting as possible as well. And at the end of the day, club racing is about the people, isn't it? Really, it's about the cars and it's about the people. The track action is what will happen regardless, but it's the people that make it. You know, motorsport is motorsport, you know, but it's the people that make it. And yeah, I mean, the whole year has just been insane. I spent this time last year, I spent so much time and effort getting the whole calendar together to just, and it's the same for everybody, but then just have it blown out of the water completely because everything gets cancelled. And then I think when we came back, we were the first live streaming people to go back live. And we did the classic touring cars at Cadwell Park, and it went crazy. Mm-hmm. I think we had about 55,000 people tune in on one day just to watch the classic touring cars at Cadwell Park. And we did it all off one camera, and it was just insane. And that then led to the TV company getting in touch saying, look, we've seen what you do. We think it's good. Do you want to come do some stuff with us? So, I mean, you're not going to say no, are you? You know, so
we
were like, okay, cool. We'll come along and do it. And we ended up doing about 8 or 9 shows with the TV company, which was great fun. But we also in between carried on doing our own sort of single cam behind the scenes stuff as well. And it's just getting bigger for next year. We've, like I said, we've got we're working with Peter, James and Emma at the Metro Cup and BCV8s and MG Cup, and we're in discussions with MSV as well. So, and of course we've got 750 stuff, and we're doing a lot of work with Ben Whibley. As you know, we hosted the Motorsport Days live event a couple of weeks ago.
That was good, which was
a success. So it's exciting. I mean, it's been, like for everybody, it's been chaotic, hasn't it? And in a strange sort of way, COVID's almost done us a bit of a favour, if you know what I mean. Because spectators can't come, the only way you can get the content is sort of to watch it through us and Alpha Live and the other people doing it, who, by the way, do a fantastic job, I have to say. So, you know, it's almost helped us a little bit because people are now getting the value of live streaming. Whereas before, I spoke to some series. I mean, I'll never forget chatting to, I won't say who it is, but I spoke to a series about this time last year. And they were saying to me, oh, well, we've done it with this company and it's great. And, you know, we're on Amazon Fire and with this and with that. And I'm like, sounds brilliant. You know, it sounds really, really good. I said, how many people watch it? Oh, I don't know. And I'm like, are your drivers not questioning you about this? Are they not saying to you, well, because someone's got to pay for live streaming. You know, someone pays for it. You know, it's like somebody pays for the track time. It's the drivers, really. You pay your club membership, it goes into buying track time. You pay your race entry fees, it goes into buying track time. You know, it goes into the whole giant pot. And if you want live streaming, you want additional services, it has to be paid for somewhere down the line. Mm-hmm. So you better bloody well make sure you're getting value for money and you know your numbers. You know, and this is the whole point of what we do. After every event, we publish the numbers and we push them out there. We want people to know. And it's transparent as well. That's the beauty of it. I can't make it up. Yeah. I can't bullshit it and say it was this when it wasn't, because you could just anybody could just check it themselves and go, well, actually, you're lying. You know, so I can't do that.
Only three people watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you said 56,000 people tuned in. Well, it says four. but yeah, it's I can't wait for next year. You know, I really can't. It's been a good year, but it's been for everybody. It's been a year that's been stressful and yeah, great. We've worked with series. I think we had one or two weekends off in the bulk of the season at the end, but we didn't know that. A lot of the deals came sort of relatively late in the day, if you know what I mean. And it was like, yeah. Oh, we want to do something. Can you make it? And it just built from there. Whereas next year, we're going into a slightly more structured year where we will have, by the time we come into January, we'll know exactly where we are. We can plug the series a lot better. So my only regret this year is because we hopped about so many different series, we didn't really have time to properly promote each one before we went. You know, we'd turn up, we'd get a phone call 6 days before an event and say, can you come and do this? You know, yeah, it doesn't really give us a chance to properly promote it. And we want to work with series that we can really get behind and offer more value than just turn up on a day, point a camera, get all excited and then leave and send some viewing figures. You know, we feel we can give a bit more value than just doing that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good, mate.
And that's where we are, really. That's
the year. It's been an impressive year. Considering how crap this year has been, you know, I don't think I've seen you lot stop, have I?
It's not over yet. Like I said, we are at Donington Park on this December the 13th. Thrilled to be getting back out again. That's really good. And I'm also another little exclusive for you guys as well. In the middle of January, I must give a shout out to MK Sports Cars. Hope you don't mind me doing this, but they have invited us down and we are doing a live show with them. We're test driving. They build replica Lotus 7s and they're going to put me in one of the cars with a bike engine to review it live. And they're also on the road as well, proper road. It's taxed, MOT, the works.
They're also going to stick me.
They've got an MX5 turbo, which they're going to put me in. MX5, of course, it would be. An MX5 turbo, which pushes 250 brake horsepower. And they want me to take it out on the A roads around Essex to review it.
Oh, around Essex, you'll fit right in, mate.
Yeah, but not that. Yeah.
With a haircut like that, he will.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, lots of exciting stuff. Look, I don't even got into golf, but you know, that's not even for this.
Exactly. Well, from a personal
perspective, come on, Ian. How much golf are you going to next year?
So far, three tours. We've got 23 dates with the 2020 Pro Tour, 15 with the Clutch Pro Tour, 8 with Faldo Series, 4 with Golfing Days. And we're also doing, if anybody does care, and this has nothing to do with it, we are hosting a virtual golf show on the 17th and 18th of December with some big names and brands on board and tours as well. So keep an eye out for that on Content Live Golf. If you're a golfer. If you hate golf.
For the record, actually. For the record, actually, a guy that we work with, he's massive into his golf. He was asking me the other day about, because I mentioned Content Live and golf, and he was like, "Oh yeah, hey. I'll sign myself up, and he'll get in contact with you."
Thank you, Nick. So, thank you.
Even if I'm not the biggest golf fan, I'm still promoting it, mate.
Oh, mate, what a legend! What a legend!
We've actually had some comments in Ian praising you. One from Andy Wilson, who, as everyone would know, you would have seen his beautiful Gary Rogers Motorsport built Holden Monaro. Out in the particularly the
Rock only on man the crush.
only on the car that and the Falcon. Andy Wilson said, "Top lad is Ian. Love his race commentary." Mario Neufitu as well. Love the passion you have for motorsport, Ian. Keep up the good work. Absolutely great. Patrick Seal has actually been messaging, and he's asked Ian, "Are you covering MSV Supercup in 2021? Do you know?"
Exclusive.
Come on.
We're in discussions.
That's it.
It's looking,
they're talking money.
I can't confirm anything, but it's looking more likely than not. Let's just put it that way.
There you go. Most Supercar are covering the MSV Supercup.
We might.
Unofficially.
MSV Supercup.
Unofficially.
We might. We might be. We might be. Stuart Garland, if you're watching, don't forget we need to
have. He won't be watching. Don't worry. More important we can do is live.
Bless.
Bless him. Can I just say, Andy Wilson as well, by the way, we've done a lot of classic touring cars this year, and the sight of his car thundering around Silverstone, especially at the season finale, I mean, it sends shivers down your spine watching that. It's absolutely power round. It's incredible. Animal. It is incredible, I have to say. You know, and going toe-to-toe with Andy Robinson as well. I mean, it's like a wet dream, isn't it? Seeing those two cars going toe-to-toe. It's like Gran Turismo on steroids, isn't it? It's like Gran Turismo on the PlayStation. They're the types of cars that you try to get, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got Nick into it, but I know there's a few people that watch the show, particular AJ Owen as well. He's a fan. I love the V8 supercars in Australia. It's touring cars on steroids, and the way the Aussies do everything. And those two cars there, the AU Falcon that Andy Robinson has, and in particular that Monaro, you know, the Gary Rogers prep cars won the Bathurst 24 Hours in 2003 and 2004. They're beautifully prepared cars. He bought it from Jos Ronchetti, I think it was, who ran it, and he bought it from another guy, and it did run in British GT for a year as well. But just there is something about a whacking great V8 Aussie grunt just motoring around a British... There's just something about it.
Just no bullshit, just big, powerful V8. Yeah. Oh!
Big slicks, big wings, you know, just... Yeah. Absolutely out there, stab you in the eye if you're looking at it the wrong way. Just raw power. Just
it should have an ASBO, shouldn't it?
It should
come with an ASBO.
They should have called it the Holden ASBO. There we go.
Do you ever drive away from a race charge? I've been like watching a classic tour. I've been watching Andy Robinson and Andy Wilson go toe to toe and stuff like that. And all the guy, even AJ, you know, AJ in his Civic, he has that sideways a lot, doesn't it? And then you're driving home and you see some little chav, don't you, in their kitted up Focus, trying to like rev it round the roundabout. Like, you wouldn't last 2 seconds round Brands Hatch, mate. Come on, you know.
I lasted four laps actually.
Yeah.
I would love Andy Wilson to rock up in that car next to him. The poor little lad in his fist would shit.
To be fair, I think Andy Robinson's got a road going American muscle car. I remember seeing pictures, but he takes it to like drag strips and stuff. That's just through me being a geek and looking at these things on social media. But that'd be quite interesting as well.
That's what it's called, Rob.
Well, it's better than Pornhub, what can I say?
No, anyway, stalking is illegal. Pornhub, is it?
Well, it depends what kind of stalking you do. You know, what are you doing in that bush and why are your trousers off? Anyway, competitions. We're gonna come back to Ian in a second, but before
cut that off.
Yeah, we'll just cut that off. We'll move on to competitions quickly, and then we're gonna come back to Ian Waterhouse as well, because there's something I want to say to Ian and everyone out there. So competitions, Nick, Steph, take it away.
On and in, bang the first one up, so I know what we're talking about.
Which one? Right. Do I get to choose? Do I?
Hey, you choose. Go for it.
Choose one. We'll talk about it. There we go.
Go on, Nick. You do this one.
Okay, then, guys. So December 20th, we're going to close the Club Racing UK Save of the Year in association with HRX. For anyone who hasn't seen it, we're leaving it open because obviously there's a couple more race weekends still to go. But yeah, if you've had a brown trouser moment this year and you fancy winning a set of HRX Nomex underwear, then submit it into the paddock. And yeah, it's going to be judged by none other than Ben Edwards. F1's Ben Edwards will be judging. And we are actually going to have a special show with him, possibly on the show, if not a little snippet from him announcing the winner. I think we're doing it, what, December 30th, I think?
Yeah.
I think that's the plan. So, it's two episodes time, really, isn't it? We'll be announcing the winners for that.
There we go.
Fingers crossed.
There we go.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Right, another one. Here we go, chaps. He's another cracker.
Oh yeah. What's not to like about this one?
Epic. So what we need to do. Sign up as a Club Region UK member on our website, £2 a month, £20 a year, are automatically entered in to win £300 off your race entry fee for 2021. I think we said it closes end of March. So just become a member and you're automatically entered into it. Easy as that.
Yeah, as easy as that. Support Club Racing.
Free money, almost.
And get free money.
Yeah,
Club Racing UK website running across the bottom. If anybody wants to visit it right now, sign up right now.
How do they sign up to be a member? Oh, look, here it comes. Oh, wait, where is it?
It's coming up. It's coming up. I promise, it's coming up.
Yeah, anticipate.
There we go.
There you go.
For anyone who wants to sign up.
Jesus Christ, if anyone tuned in now and just see this image of you two.
If you're listening on the podcast, by the way, it's clubracinguk.co.uk.
Good shout, Ian. I forget about that, people don't get to see. So do I,
to be honest, when we put the audio recordings on here.
put pictures up and everyone's like, oh, and there's this calendar.
Oh yeah,
where
this is
going
to be a great one.
Oh, no. Yeah.
This episode will be great for the podcast.
Just go to the 750 Bike website and you'll be able to team up.
Yeah, you'll team up.
BRCC, MSVR, DSCC, all of those guys. Actually, I forgot to mention it while we were going through the calendars. I must say there is a lot of intent from people out there. There are some mega-looking calendars this year for next year. Has anyone else noticed that? Like, sometimes you'll get for six races where it's like...
Mm. Yeah.
I think for the first time the calendars are going out, it's almost like people want to really sort of grit their teeth and really sort of get back into it with a bang.
Yeah.
Do what we do best, go out and race cars, make lots of pops and bangs and noises and a bit of door banging, a bit of door rubbing. And at the end of it, Ian talks to you with a big smiley face and says, well done.
Can I just say, actually, I think next year we can improve these calendar reveals. You know, like,
we probably
it's quite
could,
exciting, yeah. isn't it? Do you not think it's quite exciting, like the calendar reveals? I think we should... you know, do some crazy stuff and get in touch. You know, I'm going to get in touch with 750 and all the series and say, look, let's make it a big thing. You know, like you have the FA Cup draw in football, not that like that, Nick, but in football, we've got the FA Cup draw. You know, you can have some real fun with it. You can make it an event, couldn't you, rather than just sticking it on a PowerPoint presentation and pushing it out there, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. That would be quite smart.
What is this FA Cup you talk of?
We could do it for the series, and Club Racing UK could pick the little strips and present the dates to everybody of like the production GTIs and stuff. You know, it'd be so much fun, wouldn't it?
There we go. So you just mix a bowl up. Oh, you were hoping for Brands Hatch. You've got Anglesey. There we go.
That'd be fun.
that'd be absolutely awesome.
So if anyone would like to organise their 2022 calendar with Club Racing UK, get in touch.
There we go. And if you have sort of a series car or a race car or anything that sort of sat around doing nothing that you want to drive to promote your championship, Nick Holmes, ladies and gentlemen.
hold on. Steph's up for doing it as well.
To be fair, if you're going to put me in a race car, you'll need the slightly wider seats, let's be honest. I'm up for doing anything.
We're prepared for it, aren't we? So if it's a nice tall man's driving car, Nick can get in it.
Yeah.
A wide seat, you can get in it. If it's just normal, I can get in it.
Yeah, fantastic. So there we go.
Anything bigger than an MX5, I'm on it. Yes,
yeah.
And anything big anything big like the Monaro or the other.
Yes. I'll be well up for that.
No, no. I'm gonna fight you for that.
Yeah. Tooth and nail, mate. Tooth and nail. I won't be backing down from that. Anyway,
I can run faster than you.
Yeah, fat people are harder to kidnap, mate. Remember that, so you know. On a personal note to everyone out there, and in particular to three people, Ian, Leon and Elaine, who work very well in the background for my supercar, I want to express my massive thanks, and I'm sure Nick and Stefan do as well. When I first had an interview with yourself on the Drive Time series, Ian, and you actually messaged me straight away afterwards and said, if you're up for doing this, let's do it and I'll help you. And you've helped us get this podcast off the ground. It takes a lot of work. I put a lot of work into the scripts to try and get the best content for everyone out there. But if it wasn't Free and Waterhouse, it wouldn't be broadcast. And the My Supercar guys, a massive shout out to you guys for helping us get Club Motorsport out there to the masses and talking about it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
We must give a big shout out to Leon and Elaine as well, because they do a lot of the actual work.
Well, let's be honest. They do the work. you're just the face.
Is it really work turning up and getting excited about racing cars? Is that work really? That's not really work. Yeah.
That's all I do with Club Racing UK, mate.
I defy anyone. Race cars. Nick's got the nail on the head there, because I don't think there's any better feeling in life than turning up to a racetrack as the meeting is starting. Or just as things are just starting, you know, people start arriving and things start happening. And
you just can't beat a race weekend. I don't care what anyone else is into. I know, obviously, we're going to be quite biased with our audience right now. But I don't know. Put us in a ring with, like, fighting and football and bloody golf or what have you. You cannot beat a race weekend. You can't.
Exactly.
You just can't.
I'll tell you what, that is one thing I'm going to be massively.
There's racing, just, you know, the characters you got in a grid, just brilliant.
There we go. So, anyway, I must move on with the podcast because we have got to the hour mark. It's getting past next bedtime. That's the problem.
That's early in the podcast, not the hour mark.
Yeah, I know, but it's nearly past next bedtime, mate. It's, you know, with. Anyway,
you laugh. I've come prepared. I'm actually sat on my bedding tonight, so if I drift off, I'm gone.
There we go.
It's only because I wanted to sit down and show off my tracks and trophies this week.
Why not, mate?
My sofa's over there, so I'm sitting on the floor. I'm sitting on the floor in my pajamas. It don't go that low, but I'm sat in my pajamas.
I don't think we want to bloody go that low, Nick. Jesus.
Don't worry. It's a long way down. Oh, dear.
The show can't get any worse than that. Just as we hit the 9 o'clock watershed moment, Nick talks about his penis. Fantastic. Okay, moving on very quickly before this descends even worse. There was one company that stood out for me in particular the past weekend just gone. We've just had all the manic Black Friday sales. Everyone trying to put it simply, everyone's trying to get their stuff sold. And fair play to them. There was one company that stood out for me. I know Steph shared this on the Club Racing UK page. And it's something that stood with me because I thought, you know what? Fair bloody play. And it's Richard Stock and Hawk Motorsport. And he put out the following statement. So I can confirm we won't be having any Black Friday offers, but please let me explain. The reason for this is that we choose to provide our best pricing and value for money all year round, every year. We're not in the business of palming off any old junk to our hardworking club racing customers and alike. Black Friday sales are usually made up of returned or expiring stock, B-grade, shop-soiled, and incomplete products. It's just an industry-invented way of palming off poor quality, damaged, returned, or soon-to-be expiring products while masquerading it all to you as a deal. If you're looking to save a little more cash, then we do have a small clearance section. All of those products are brand new items, but because we're overstocked on them, we can do them at a better price. If you cannot find something you want in the clearance section, please have a look at the prices on our site and you might be pleasantly surprised. But even failing that, we have a group buy option. So if you belong to a car race club where you find a number of you need the same bit of kit or new bit of kit, this could be arranged with one-off deals. I hope that you understand our view on this. We want to bring value to our customers all year round, not just when the retail industry says we have to. I'm sure we're going to give up some business by not having a Black Friday sale, but at least we can rest assured knowing that our customers have new quality items, which are not only value for money, but are going to work now and in the future on the track. I wish all our customers all the health and happiness possible. Stay safe, keep well, and we'll see you on the track. And that was from Richard Stock at Hawk Motorsport. And that kind of stuff, I thought, fair play.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
I think great bit of marketing and well said. Yeah, it is.
I think it's one of those. The bigger companies, you know, Hawk Motorsport aren't the biggest, but you know, having spoken to Richard particularly at Autosport, he's one of the most genuine guys you can come across, and he just wants what's best for the customer. He looks after the customer, and they look after him. So,
but just to add,
sorry, come on, Stefan.
Just to add, if you become a Cub Racing UK member, he is part of our partnership. He can, on selected products, give you a slightly better deal. Another perk to become a member.
There we go. And already we've just had a comment in from Jonathan Bevan. Have never bought from them before, but I'll take a look now. Jonathan, by all means, have a look on the Club Racing UK membership website as well. If you're not a member already, Jonathan, just have a look at the companies on there that can help if you become a member. There's some great people on there. A lot of them are small businesses, but we all have the one thing in common. We want to look after the club racer. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. That's why we do it. That's why we strike these deals up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So we started up, you know, obviously Demon Tweaks and places like that are massive, well-structured business. They don't need us to love them and advertise them, but all the little companies that are trying to start off, trying to be there with them, possible better service, etc., whatever you feel, you know, they're the guys we're trying to help out and help grow. So check them out on the website and stuff, and you know, we'd select them as well for you, for everyone. You know, we don't just pick anyone. You know, we make sure that they're doing the right thing for their customers and their products. So
yeah,
big Anders,
check it out. You'll be pleasantly surprised. I mean, I think to be fair, it was with Hawk, wasn't it? You could get a full-on race starter kit cheaper than anywhere else.
Yeah, they started it off.
You could actually get, you know, the full-on race gear to get racing on a track cheaper than anywhere else. You couldn't be it could not be beaten, the deal that Richard does with that. So,
I think unfortunately, from us sharing that, some other companies saw it and then started trying to make their own versions of it. But it was a great idea, wasn't it? It was, you know,
it was
exactly what you needed. You didn't want a helmet and then a hands and then a suit, and it all adds up where you just banged it all together for one great
together and said, buy this, go racing.
Yeah,
job done.
Buy this, go racing. Right, gents, we're now going to have a view of what's to come. And with that, I'm talking about with the podcast and with our own racing journeys next year. So December 16th, the plan at the moment is we're going to have Rob Wellham and we're going to have Dawn Boyd on the show. Fingers crossed. I am due to send them a message later on this week to ask them if they are available. That is the plan.
So there's a possibility. No one's asking though.
There is a possibility. So they're the guys that we haven't had on for a second time, and we want to get them back on to tell us more about their season. Rob, in particular, since he was last long, has been going gangbusters in Formula 1000. Dawn has had a difficult season, but she's got great character, and what she's doing with the B52s certainly is fantastic.
100%.
December 30th is going to be the Ben Edwards special. Whether he's going to be on with us live, we're currently trying to sort that all out as we speak. We're having conversations in the background. Whether he comes on
the Christmas special.
Basically, yeah, it's going to be a Christmas, Happy New Year, screw COVID, hi Ben Edwards special, really.
For the record, Christmas jumpers are a must.
I have never worn a Christmas jumper.
I've got one lined up, don't worry.
You are about to wear a Christmas jumper, Robert.
Can I dress up like Jesus instead? I'll just put on a bathrobe.
If I knew someone that knitted, I would have got a Resident UK one made, but I don't.
Christmas jumpers are a must, gentlemen.
There we go. So, Nick and Steph, what are your racing plans for 2021?
You can go first, Nick.
Well, yeah, mine's going to be easy, isn't it? Well, hopefully my 2021 will be... I'm aiming to do the Snetterton 12-hour with the boys in the KA. After seeing the IndyCar 500, I'm going to aim to try and do that one as well. The year will be followed with Steph and Matt racing, though, and you, Rob, actually saying that, because I'm going to be going out in your Focus. Which event did we say I was going out for? Silverstone or Donington?
Silverstone.
Silverstone. So I'll be racing. I can't remember. I will be hopefully getting a guest drive in Rob's Focus. A bit of KA racing, and obviously with all the requests we keep having of every man and his dog wanting me to drive their race cars, I'll be in about 10 different race cars next year by the looks of it, so I'll be good.
Fantastic. And Stefan, tell us about next year for yourself.
Well, plan to be, well, not planning, we will be out in the KA for the full season again, and we will be out in R53 Mini in the Track Day Championship with MSVR for a full season. And I think Matt wants to do a Track Day Trophy race at Brands Hatch GP, just so we can drive on the GP track and race.
Yeah, I really want to do that as well. That does look a good round.
Do it.
The championship looks pretty good. I mean, it's not just MSV, is it? I mean, it's at Silverstone, and there's a race at Coombe as well. So that'd be really good, I think, for us. Mix up and get out in the Mini and have some fun. And
I'm just going to come with you and annoy you with the radio.
Nice busy year ahead for us. My year is going to be TDC as well. I've looked at the Track Day Championship and it ties in quite well. I quite like the endurance aspect. So they've got six rounds: Donington, Silverstone, Castle Coombe, Snetterton, Alton Park, and I think the last one's Brands Indy. I've technically going to have three co-drivers at some point this year. So the first one is going to be the bearded buffoon, Nick Holmes. The man below me. So, yeah.
fourth co-driver.
We're all here.
We can video your license. And
yeah.
Then get training.
Yes.
The race.
There is potential for a fourth co-driver, but I'll explain that in a minute. The second co-driver is going to be a good mate of mine from Solar Motorsport, Phil Neal. To pay him back for the work he's done with my car, he's been an absolute gem. He's had a tough year, bless him. So I've said to him, right, Alton's his favourite track. So I've said, right, come on, we'll go and do a Track Day Trophy round, Track Day Championship round at Alton Park in the Focus. So we'll be doing that as well. And the third guy is going to come and do some proper racing as well. It's a car that you might be familiar with that you've seen out and about. It is a Ford Focus, but this one's different in the fact that A, it's an estate, and B, it's got a turbo 1.6 litre turbo Fiesta engine in it. So a young chap, and this is a bit of an exclusive because I haven't made this public yet, but AJ Howe, asked him to come and co-drive with me at the Brands Hatch round at the end of the year. There is a possibility. I mean, there's six rounds and three drivers, so it could well be that I get a driver in for each round. I'm not sure. I did want to do Donington on my own, but we'll see. Plus, I'm looking to do possibly one or two modified Ford rounds just to drop into, especially with Full Power Live. I did that last year. Maybe in Waterhouse. But the modified Fords are going to be the two dates that interest me. I'm going to be at Lydon and Full Power Live at Brands. Full Power Live, just because of the show and everything, that's looking to be two grids, a split grid for that. They've got 64 spaces for that, and they filled them in interest.
That's bad.
That was mental. Their grid was absolutely quality the last Full Power Live.
I was going to say.
It was awesome.
It was absolutely fantastic.
I would go as far as saying that was probably the best looking grid this year.
Yeah.
We should actually, that should be a 2021 award for next year. So we're going to do an awards event thingy. And I think that should be one of the awards. Best looking grid.
Exactly.
The awards are next year, so you're not going to win it this year.
I'm going to win it this year. The classic touring cars pre-03 93 grids.
Yes, I will agree with that.
That's one of my nominations.
That's a fantastic looking series on there as well. So yeah, and so I'm going to drop in and do Full Power Live, hopefully. And I'm looking to do Lydon Hill. Might be a bit of a shit track to some people, but to me, it's where I got my best results when I raced in 05. So I absolutely love the place. So I kind of want to go back there and do it again. Yes, Stefan.
Ian, have you got a beer assistant?
Are you that famous?
Have you got one of them?
Well, when you've been on TV, Steph. Steph, did I see you? You were drinking Hobgoblin earlier, weren't you?
I was. I've ran out here, so.
Are you on as well? I've got a spare one.
Have it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do like a hobo.
Exactly. So the last bit as well, there was potentially...
You like a hobo? Hi.
Must be why we get on, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I could say that hands down in that rather dashing Club Racing UK beanie available now. Just look on the website at the merchandise.
You should definitely.
But
look,
yeah.
Look, maybe this
dashing T-shirt.
Stand up, Steph. Do a little twirl. Oh, look at that T-shirt. That is...
But what if somebody needs some face masks, guys? Where would one go if somebody needed a face mask?
What about jock straps?
Nice hoodie.
If that was an Apple hoodie, you'd have to pay extra.
Yeah, look.
You didn't get a bubble on the top.
The bubble.
They'd make some pretty good Christmas gifts for people out there. I think they would make some
brilliant Christmas gifts.
Exactly. Right, guys, we're going to pull over to some comments. So I've just scrolled back and had a look. Andy Wilson, can I ask you what you think of the Classic Touring Car Racing Club putting prize money in for the series champion at the end of the year? Good or bad? Good.
Very good.
Yeah, it's
it's
something that was done a long time ago, but hasn't been done for a long time.
So for me personally, like first of all. Could that money be spent elsewhere? Who knows? I think it's a good incentive. Who doesn't like money?
Exactly.
I would love some money. So
I think it's fantastic. And what it does, what it essentially does, doesn't it, is takes it from being a hobby into being almost a professional sort of thing, if you know what I mean. I know the prize money isn't enough to put it to there, but it has
a competition in some way, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And another thing it does, of course, it also breeds a little bit of extra loyalty, doesn't it? If you are racing in that series and, you know, you're in with a hunt of it going into the final two or three rounds, you are going to compete in those rounds, aren't you? You are going to turn up and race. You know, so it's a bit of retention as well. It's difficult, isn't it? As I said before, with the Bark Saloons, you know, obviously they can't build a grid. They've had to let it go. But if you are a series in a strong position, just a little incentive like that would mean a lot, you know, I think, to a lot of series. And I do actually think club racing, motorsport in the UK, is such a great thing. We see drivers looking for sponsorship all the time. Series get sponsorship all the time. Should we be raising our expectation a little bit? Should we be plugging club motorsport a little bit more? Should we be going for these series a little bit more? Exactly. There's a lot of companies out there that I think
getting hats. And
yeah,
I love winning gloves. Look, HRX custom gloves. And then we spent all that money for...
Do we not think?
Look at that. That's a proper trophy.
But if you're a Formula One driver, for example, you have to do stuff. If you win the championship, you know, if you're Lewis Hamilton, you're then obligated to go and do things, aren't you? You know, if you win the championship as the world champion, you have to go shake hands with people and do this and do that sort of thing. You know, would sponsors not value that? Chuck a little bit more money in. Well, no, your elbow cup. But, you know, I just look at it and like the amount of money that's on offer is not, we're not talking £100,000, are we? You know, we're talking $2,000 or $3,000 in total. Mm-hmm. Now, most businesses could probably afford that if they really got behind the series, made it a big, big thing, a championship, really went for it. And at the end of the season, the winner, you know, comes along to the Christmas party at the end of the year and brings their car along and you know, the drivers will love it. You know, it will be fantastic. What a great event that would be. I almost feel like, can we give more to the sponsors in return for them giving a little bit more back to club motorsport in return for a bit of prize money for every series? You know, if any series got a headline sponsor, could you just get an extra £1,000 out of them and just make it into a prize money thing? You know?
Yeah. I mean, look at us club racers, for instance. I mean, you know, for whoever wins that 1,000, you know, odd entry fee, I mean, that could be a set of tyres for their next year. You know, I don't know. It's up to you how you spend the money, but, you know, it could be that little up. It could be that new diff you want for your gearbox or whatever. It could be anything. So after spending all the money throughout the year, if you got a little bit back that you could then buy something with, tyres.
Yeah, that's true. On to even it up as well. I mean, Jonathan Bevan's commented as well, and I'm going to shout out to the Modified Fords as well. Classic Modern Motorsport Club Southern are reducing the cost of racing with the grid going over a certain grid size. And that's what the Modified Fords continue to do as well. So if it gets to X amount that have paid their deposit to enter, they know the entry fee is going to be 300. It depends on the circuit because obviously track cars cost different. But if it gets to a certain amount, let's say 16 cars, £350. If we get 20 cars enter, that becomes £300. Yeah. 25, £275. Yeah. Gets to a full 32 car grid, you're looking at £250. That's a good way as well. It's a good incentive
because
we got the light bulb. That's a cracking idea as well. And it's you know, stuff like that as well. It's as well as clubs. You know, the prize money is absolutely fantastic. It's something that was in club motorsport a long time ago because there was money that drip fed down through the club racing arena. But at the same time, there are a lot of other series that are getting sponsors in to try and give something back, whether it is winning a set of tyres at the end of the season or doing this. And you know, that there are certain places that will give you certain discounts on particular items if you enter. I know the CSCC do that as well. They have quite a big reward scheme. Yeah. Jonathan Bevan as well. You need to spend money to be at the front. Effectively, the prize winner will be the guy who has invested heavily to win. That's the other side. I think, to be fair, it depends on the regs as well.
Yeah, it depends on the series and the regs. If you're in a one-week series where everything's capped, then...
Yeah, yeah.
It depends on the prize money as well, though, doesn't it? Because... if you're racing over a season to win 1,250 quid, you're going to spend a damn sight more than 1,250 quid. You could come last and get no prize money, but you've had to spend a lot more money to be first and get the prize money, but the person who's come last has still spent a lot less than you. So yeah. I think if you're racing for, I mean, if you have massive prize money, you end up with Formula One, don't you? Where if you've got the biggest budget, you win. We're not talking about massive incentives. We're talking about a nice little, you get to the end of the season, somebody hands you a check for 1,200 quid. It's not life-changing, but it'll make a nice difference. But you're not going to spend another £3,000 because you might win £1,200, if you know what I mean, if you're midfield. So I think that's where it's at. And I think that's why Classic Touring Cars have got it bang on with their prize money, the amounts. If you go too high, you breed a who's got the biggest wallet behind the scenes competition. But when it's priced at that, it's a decent amount of money, 1,250 quid to win, but it's not a life-changing amount of money to win. And you're still going to compete in that series, knowing you're not going to win any prize money, but still have a bloody good time. But know that if I want to win that prize money, I'm going to have to spend another £3,000 to win £1,200. It's like, well, I'm still £2,000 out of pocket, you know.
Yeah,
where I don't need to be, you know.
Yeah, and Mario.
I was just going to say, I mean, that's quite a valid point you made there, Ian. You know, there'll still be people there that probably know they won't win that money, but they'll still go there because they're there for a good time.
Yeah.
Some people don't want incentives. Some people don't want to win money.
And
some people just like to go for a Sunday drive. Fair enough.
And there's a few people commented as well, and I do agree with them, because Mario Neofitu, he's chatted. So Carl Hitchin won the Barcelona title this year and last year. So he's won it two times in a row. He's gutted he's not going to be able to go for a third title. We're gutted as well. You never want to see a series fall. And I wanted to enter that series and do a few races and race with old friends again. Mario, when he won the Pre-05 title in 2017, I was on the same grid with him. He won the prize then because it was a Toyo Tyre series. You won a set of 888s, which for a racer like me, I thought that's pretty damn good because that's a set of tyres I don't have to buy. So stuff like that as well is quite good. And it also showed as well, because Mario would turn up in his Peugeot 106 in Class C. He would kip in the back of a trailer sometimes. He would literally turn up, drive the car to the circuit, get all his kit out the back, win, put it all back in, and bugger off home. even at Silverstone, when the fuel pump relay failed, while he was dicing with myself and Josh Barber, he got it back to the paddock after the race. Unfortunately, he had to retire, but he fixed the fuel pump relay and buggered off home. So it's you can win on a low budget. And Carl Hitchin has also commented again. He said he did a full season this year on 3.5K, everything all in. So it can be done. And like you said, Ian, it's not excessive amounts of money. It's enough for someone to go, oh, bloody hell, I'll have a crack at that. But again, there's lots of aspects to it as well.
I think Sirius should do. Nick, you'll know this. 116 Trophy have a press card, don't they? The one that you drive.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like clubs should offer something like this and have press cars in selected series, and the winners of certain series get a drive next season in that car, if you know what I mean. So let's say if you're in 750, for example, and you do a C1 race and you win the C1 race, or you win the C1 check, whatever, then you automatically win a race in the press car in a 116 trophy, a little bit more powerful, a little bit quicker. And it's free of charge. You win that, and that's covered by the club, by 750 or whoever, you know. That's another incentive, isn't it? Yeah, that's another way of doing it, rather than just offering cold hard cash.
There's tons of ways you can make an incentive, isn't it, for people racing cars.
There we go.
Yeah, club organizer. Good idea.
There we go. The thing is, chaps, you then have to get all the clubs together and you have to get them to agree on all fronts. And that can be something that could be a bit of a sticking block. But ultimately, you need to do what's right for club racing in the UK. If something is going to attract... Because the problem is everyone's trying to attract that same bubble of people. No one's actually going, okay, let's go get someone that's not club racing at the moment that could turn up at track and go, didn't realise you could do it. Because the amount of people, I don't know if it's the same with you guys. When I turn around and go, I race a Ford Focus, before the piss taking commences, I say, I race a Ford Focus. And they're like, well, is it quite easy to do that? You know, that must be really hard to do. And it's like, well, no, you take a test and you go and buy the bits and you look for a championship. Well, is there that much racing going on? I didn't realise there was that much going on apart from what's on the telly. And people don't realise it from outside the bubble.
No.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that needs to be focused on. But again, that's another podcast. That is entirely another podcast.
Well, we had a plan for this year to try and increase the exposure, but COVID failed, didn't it? So we was going to try and attend as many shows as we could, like all the, you know, Castle Coon things or Brax and all the rest of it, to try and
Brax, go with all these of people.
We was going to have a stand at British Touring Cars and British GT to try and show the fans, you know, there's ways of the fans getting involved in racing. If they may already know, but they just don't know how accessible it is.
Yeah.
Obviously,
COVID
crushed it.
We'll try in between game racing.
That would be a great podcast, actually, Rob, to do a proper getting into motorsport one and how easy it is, you know.
Thinking outside the bubble. Well, speaking of the podcast, just a last in the segment of what is to come. I say we're going to have a rebrand. We're kind of chatting at the moment about what we're going to do. We're going to jazz it up a bit. We're going to put some more put a bit more advertising out there to make it even more accessible by the club races.
Sponsor our thing, show.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing that I wanted to put forward to everyone. Yeah, that as well. The other thing I wanted to put to everyone, we're going to be running a series of special interviews with people that have been in the industry that would have so many interesting stories, people they've worked with, and it would hopefully make people realise just how club racing can relate to the professional side of things. When you look at the likes of Josh Cook, Ash Sutton, Jonathan Bevan that speaks to us on the podcast as well. His granddad was a three-time British Touring Car champion with the Hillman Imp and stuff like that. So it's going to be interviews that myself or Nick or whoever can sort of sit down and chew the fat for 2.5 hours to make it to a podcast. We're going to hopefully do some live shows.
That is all you, Rob. I am not talking for 2.5 hours.
Well, you normally do anyway, but yeah, I mean, it's we're also hoping as well, COVID permitting, to come to you live and do some proper live broadcasts, Enforcer and the Dude style, from maybe the Kentigan or the restaurant inside Donington at a club race weekend, and we can bring you up and talk to us about how your race weekend's going, what you're up to, how long you've been doing it. Again, chew the fat.
I just got a really great idea.
What's that?
We should like with our live shows. We should invite celebrities in more than Ian, and we could put like a star in a reasonably priced race car.
That would be really, really good. I wonder where you got that idea from.
That sounds original, that doesn't it?
It's never been done before. That sounds brilliant.
I don't think it's ever been done before.
Exactly. Right, the last of the comments before we go, ladies and gents.
Rick, we could do a cool wall. We could do a cool wall for race cars.
Yes.
We're going back to old Top Gear. Just wait for Ian to punch the producer in the face.
You're going to upset people with the cool wall.
Wait a minute. We need a table that is an engine block and some sofas and stuff. Oh, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
These ideas are all just coming to me.
Just coming to him because he hasn't been watching the BBC for the past 20 bloody years. Anyway, so the last of the comments. So, Ricky Walker, Rob, let me know the date at Alton. I'll be the tea boy. Rick, I take it. My tea with 2 sugars, bit of milk. Of course, you're welcome at any time. We shall let you know the dates. Patrick Seal, if I bought my wife a CRUK T-shirt for Christmas, I'm pretty sure it will be my last Christmas.
Your best Christmas, though.
Exactly.
It'll be her best Christmas.
He also says you're not judging the best-looking grid based on the cars and not the drivers, right?
Well, yeah, because he'd be out.
Oh,
so harsh.
I know. Finn sports after my drive as well. Jay Finley's messaged me. I'll share with you, Rob. So it could be an option. To be fair, the fourth driver I was on about was none other than my sister. She wants to have a go. She's been following me doing motorsport, and she's been following motorsport for years. And she said to me,
"That needs to happen. Let's make that happen, because we all know she'll be faster than you."
Hey! I'll she'll smash it to pieces. But as long as we're having a laugh doing it, that's absolutely fine, Steph. I mean, it's you know, she said to me she would be up for doing it. So I said, okay, well, let's see about getting you out to test then. So we'll see. We'll see whether it's this year or next year.
We know a good company to do it with.
We know several good companies that could do that. So, yes, it could all be done. So with that, that's the last of the comments. Any other business, chaps?
Write them down.
I don't think so, Rob.
I don't think so. Okay.
I think we're covered for this week.
I think we are covered for this week. So, on behalf of the Club Racing UK podcast,
buy a hat. a t-shirt or a hoodie or a mask or a sticker.
The TV celebrity
new cleaning
himself.
Kit.
Oh, new cleaning,
cleaning kit.
We have teamed up with All Square Wrap and Ride to offer a new motorsport cleaning kit. It is available on our website. We will get some pictures up soon when the Instagram update stops ruining my life and makes things a bit easier again.
Beautiful.
Eh? Yeah. It's not wonderful. It's annoying, the new update.
If you are responsible for the new Instagram update, get in touch. We need to have a word. Not on.
And I love Nick's sort of advertisement campaign of just shouting at people.
Exactly. Right. If that's all if that's all the business, guys, we've had the TV celebrity himself, Ian Waterhouse, the bearded mongrel himself, Nick Holmes, Stephen Marsh, and I've been your host, Robert Lewis. The Club Racing UK podcast. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Peace out.
Jesus, Nick.
All right, we're still live.
We're still live.